we're walking along and talking about hearing God and knowing if it's God, the enemy, or ourselves talking. And Ginger, who has hiked with me for years, became an incredible illustration. And so I said, well, did you notice how when we came up to that crossing in the trails and Ginger was out in front, she did? And he said, well, I think she paused and looked at you. I said, yes. Did you see me tell her which way to go? He said, no. But she knew which way to go. I said, yeah, because I gave her a signal. And it's a signal that you would never have noticed unless you were paying attention for it and knew it, like we have that communication. Talking about staying on the trail and how oftentimes we can go off the trail and God wants us to come back to the trail. And Ginger will often wander off different sides of the trail, sniffing and smelling. And with her leash, it's an retractable leash. And so I'll just hit the button to lock it, but I don't lock it. I just hit it where it clicks. So the gears where it would lock normally click. And that's a signal to her to come back on the trail. She never looks back at me. She just hears that click, comes back on the trail, because she knows what that means. As we're walking with God in life, sometimes we get out in front. So the first mile or so of a hike, she's almost always out in front. But then anytime we get into a narrow path or a hard, difficult path, she's almost always right at my left foot. And it's where that if I'm looking out and about, she's not even in my peripheral. She's that close. And my pant leg will brush up against her regularly as we're walking. I feel her. I know she's there. But she stays right there, right next to me, just slightly behind, in almost connection, but not quite connected. But we're right there together and walking. And so many of the communication cues that we have are not words. They're like the leash or a nod or a click with my tongue or something that isn't words. And so often we want to hear God say this way, and we miss his cue of which way, which wasn't words, it was a motion. But when we walk with him close enough, paying attention, we learn his work, his signs, his signals, his motions, his clicks, and we know the shepherd's voice, whether he uses words or not. There are times I speak to her. I'll regularly go, good girl, if she needs to do so. We came across a tree that had fallen across the path, and she stopped. Do I go under it or over it? She looked at me. So I showed her where to jump over. I stepped over and I said, jump. She jumped right over the tree. So I gave her the instruction, the example, the instruction. And then when she was done, I said, good girl. So the reward. And how much is God like that with us? We come to an obstacle in our path. The tree has fallen. Okay, do I go under it? Do I go around it? Do I go over it? He will tell us if we will ask and listen. In the walking, journeying with God on the path of life, we often get busy looking around us, which is okay. We need to enjoy what's around us. We shouldn't just be focused on the trail. But as we were walking with the client, the trail curved away. And I just kept walking straight as if the trail didn't curve. And that we often do. We forget to turn with God and make the curve. And I ended up in some bushes and tree stumps and everything. I did it purposely to make the illustration. But we do that in life. we'll end up in a bush or a tree or a rocky place or a cliff and go, oh, Lord, what happened? You left me. And his response isn't that he left us. We lost sight of where he was going. We need to pay attention to him and his trail. Where is he going? Because he knows the trails. We can go wander the trails all day long, and eventually we could kind of figure out some patterns, but he knows them. And he takes us through life on trails we've never been on. And we gotta be paying attention. Okay, Lord, you're turning. All right, I'll turn with you. And then the other thing is when we get off the trail, when we step out of the path that God has for us, we have a choice. Do we stay in the bushes? Do we go jump off the cliff? Do we stay lost? Or do we make our way back to the trail, to him, where he will love us and receive us and care for us? But we have to choose to come back. It's not just a matter of, oh, God, save me. He'll call to us. He'll bring us back. But we have to choose. Illustrations from the trail in gingerbread.